Good morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So today we continue our series of year-ahead conversations and focus in specifically on the emerging markets, including the role this asset class will play in an ever-changing environment, along with trends to expect in years to come. Joining me here on the line for the conversation this morning, glad to welcome back Alejo Zarranco, the Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Alejo, it's always great to have you on the podcast. Welcome back to Top of the Morning, and looking forward to our conversation today.
Thank you, Dan. It's always great to be here. Looking forward to exchanging thoughts on emerging markets.
Absolutely. And Alejo, I do want to point out to our listeners, and especially our clients of UBS up front, that our conversation this morning will tie right into the Investing in Emerging Markets monthly flagship publication. That title is Emerging Market Opportunities in the Year of Renewal. And we'll get into that in a few moments, but that publication is now available up on UBS Online Services. I know we were talking a bit ahead of the start of the podcast, Alejo. It is hard to believe that 2020 is almost over. I know the Chief Investment Office recently authored the Year Ahead publication for 2021, A Year of Renewal. We spoke with Salita Marcelli on that broader piece a couple of weeks ago, but it does feel like the year has flown by. Would you agree?
Absolutely, Dan. And it's actually funny you mentioned just about every person I talk to feels the same, that the year went by very fast, despite, of course, 2020 having been a very unconventional one. And I think it has to do with the fact that many of us have spent much of 2020 working from home remotely. And in this context, all days often feel the same. The lines between day, night, weekday and weekend have somewhat faded. And I've looked deeper into this. There's research by experts in the area of time perception who say that it's this blurring of temporal distinction that leads us to create fewer memories, fewer new memories, actually, which in turn accelerates our time perception. So if you feel like the year flew by and you're starting to realize that 2021 is upon us, then you're certainly not alone. Yet, as you describe in terms of our year ahead report, we have much to look forward to as we conclude an extraordinary 2020. Looking ahead, we make the case for a 2021 displaying more solid global economic recovery backed by pretty significant monetary and fiscal stimulus, as well as, you know, the widespread availability of vaccines to fight COVID-19. So we do think better times lie ahead from a macroeconomic perspective. And by and large, we project global risk assets trending higher in the next few quarters, of course, not without volatility.
Well, Alejo, that was a very interesting analysis you shared with respect to time perception. I, too, am in that camp where I feel that one day kind of blurs into the next. So thank you for sharing some thoughts around that. Getting more so into the emerging markets, I'm curious, Alejo, what role do you feel that emerging market financial assets will play in this environment on a going forward basis?
Look, Dan, I think we need to start by recognizing that generating portfolio returns on a forward-looking basis is not going to be easy for a variety of reasons. Valuations are not as favorable as they used to be across asset classes. In particular, when you look at the interest rate environment, it remains very depressed, and we think it's we can conclude that in the next few quarters, policy rates will remain extremely low, and for instance, 10-year treasury rates will also remain fairly depressed, right? And so in this environment, we think investors will need all the help they can get to generate portfolio returns. And here, emerging markets will play a crucial role. So even though, by and large, risk curves have flattened across asset class and regions asset classes and regions this year, we do expect emerging market assets to return more than those in the developed world into 2021. More precisely, in our view, the best risk-adjusted returns across emerging market assets will be in the sovereign bonds denominated in U.S. dollars space. We think this asset class has further to run despite the handsome returns that they have already delivered since March of this year. In particular, we see value in the high yield segment of emerging market dollar denominated sovereign bonds. These are trading quite wide relative to history, for instance, relative to the US high yield segment. So highest conviction looking six to 12 months out is in the dollar denominated sovereign bonds from the emerging world. But we do think there are opportunities in emerging market equities as well. In particular, we think value stocks from emerging markets should outperform as their 75% price to book discount relative to growth looks extreme in this juncture. And we think this is unjustified considering the better prospects for a global recovery, which we think bodes well for earnings of value sectors such as financials, energy, materials, and real estate. In addition, if you look at emerging market equities from a regional perspective, we think those regions that stand to benefit the most from a vaccine should be able to recuperate further. Let me share some numbers with you, Dan. While Asian equities from the emerging markets are now almost 20% higher than their pre-pandemic levels, Latin American stocks are still 20% lower. And those from emerging Europe, the Middle East, and Africa are down 12% relative to pre-pandemic levels. So we do think this gap between leaders and laggards should shrink in the months ahead on the back of a more benign global macroeconomic environment, and therefore there's opportunity in terms of positioning for the next leg of the rally.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate that breakdown, Alejo, and highlighting some of those opportunities within the EM space. So if we look further out beyond 2021, one of the more intriguing aspects of the year ahead publication that I found to be was that not only does it look at 2021, but it looks at the years to come, really over the next decade, what kind of trends can we expect to see play out? So specific to the emerging markets, Alejo, what are some of the most relevant trends you observe playing out in the years to come?
Of course, as you described, Dan, the year end usually inspires us to look at what's ahead from a bigger picture perspective. And when it comes to emerging markets, I think it's important to recognize that while many investors acknowledge the emergence of China and how this has been shifting the global economic and geopolitical center of gravity from west to east, few investors seem to appreciate how much this trend has been accelerated by the pandemic itself. If you think about it, large parts of Asia have managed the healthcare and economic impact of the virus much more successfully than the West. And while many countries have recently developed a taste for protectionism, last month we saw the signing of the world's largest trade agreement with Asia at its core, the China-led Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. This is a trade deal that will have, we think, very little immediate economic and market impact, but it does have great symbolic relevance to a region, right, that makes up 30% of the global population and 30% of global GDP. Over the medium term, this trade agreement should strengthen trade and growth in the Asia-Pacific region with China at its core. So taking this into account, Dan, and looking beyond 2021, I think it's a good time for investors to ask themselves whether they are sufficiently positioned to capture this secular trend. Isn't my portfolio too home biased towards the U.S., towards Europe? Am I exposed enough to growth trade trends centered around Asia Pacific? On a separate note, it is also becoming clear then that the pandemic has increased government, business, and consumer emphasis on sustainability. The universe of emerging market bonds that are geared towards environmental, social, and governance, ESG, initiatives is growing quite fast, and we identified some opportunities in our latest investing in emerging markets report. In addition, our analysis shows that emerging market stocks from higher rated ESG companies have historically delivered strong returns and reduced risks. And although they have lower ESG scores on average than their developed market peers, they are often faster in improving on ESG considerations. So we find opportunities in that space as well. So in sum, Dan, I think thinking beyond 2021 per se, the shifting economic and geopolitical order and impact on portfolios is one consideration. And also the shift in investor preference towards ESG on a secular basis is the second one that I would highlight today.
Well, Alejo, it will be interesting to see these trends play out over the next few years, and looking forward to having some follow-up conversations with you on those trends. Though, Alejo, thank you for joining us on the Top of the Morning podcast today to highlight the role of emerging markets and opportunities within for 2021 and beyond. Appreciate the insights as always, Alejo. Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation. Great to be here.
Absolutely. And again, today we have been joined by Alejo Zarwanko, the Chief Investment Officer for Emerging Markets Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast, the conversation that Alejo and I have been having this morning ties right into the monthly flagship publication from the Emerging Markets team. That title is Emerging Market Opportunities in the Year of Renewal. That piece is now available for you up on UBS Online Services, though if you are a client of UBS, simply reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of the monthly Emerging Markets flagship publication directly. Top of the Morning, we'll be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.